Geneticist H.J. Mueller found that this radiation, mimicked in a laboratory setting, was a mutagen to the genome of fruit flies. This sparked a conversation as to the likelihood of cosmic rays guiding, or at least making changes to human DNA. There was a supernova explosion that showered the Earth in these cosmic rays. This was calculated to have happened 35,000 years ago, and kept the shower going for almost 2,000 years in a row. The Earth, being in the right spot on our Yuga cycle, would have certainly went through great changes during this time. This so happens to be when ancient texts describe the rise and fall of a golden age on Earth. Years of preparation on Earth enabled him to successfully navigate the Duat, to find and shake awake his unused DNA to full awareness, in which there was a code left over as a message from all ancients before him. And our king was not interested in reincarnation. The charged plasmatic nanoparticles merged to the stardust laying dormant in the blood, and he attached himself to the ignition. He was now, by definition, electricity, activated plasma that could never die or be destroyed. Like the shamans did with caves, they blocked out all other distractions and were able to catch and absorb the proper radiation to have these visions. This is how we study photons today, in deep underground facilities that are uninterrupted by the normal visible light spectrum. Cygnus is on a pole that seems to be a line moving down, possibly to Earth, and a therianthrope of a human man with a bird's head falling into trance. Hey, if it can come down, perhaps we can go up. But for me, they're going to have to tie a whole bunch of knots throughout the sky rope to grab onto. Cygnus is also known as the Northern Cross due to its shape. It is the same story in stone worldwide, from the bird effigy mounds in North America to the Olmec centers in Mexico, the Incan sacred city of Cuzco, the Egyptian pyramids in Giza, the Hindu temples of India, to the Irish and British megalithic stone complexes of Newgrange and Avebury. All of which seem to reflect an age-old interest in Cygnus. Cygnus X3 was the first identified cosmic particle accelerator in the galaxy. Cygnus X3 is a binary system. This obviously throws a wrench into our entire understanding of how the sun works. One of those many things that we can ask the question, is it impossible? Yes. Did it happen? Also, yes. So, who turned off the sun and why? Quite literally, looking at something cometically described as a device, seeing that it would potentially work with the materials mentioned, and then saying, nah, it wasn't tech, it was superstition. Let's reel it in. Here's the fruit, though. Everything inside the phone that does this magic, the crystals, the electrons, the gold conductors, etc., are all available to us within the human body, making it not so weird to read about what the ancient pharaohs once did with these same materials. It is no longer fringe that the ancient megalithic sites utilized sound frequency manipulation by design. The resonant modal patterns all featured strong antinodes at the outer walls, with appropriately configured nodes and antinodes interspersed toward the central source. Interior and exterior rock drawings resembled these acoustical patterns. Stone structures, pillars, and enclosed spaces could be used to magnify, conduct, and enhance certain sounds, producing resonances and standing waves, while filtering out other sounds. Regional brain activity in a number of volunteers was monitored by EEG machines. The findings indicated that at 110 hertz, the patterns of activity over the prefrontal cortex abruptly shifted, resulting in a relative deactivation of the language center and a temporary shifting from left to right-sided dominance. Very simply, we are a product of our environment, and when this pulse meets the pulse of our frequency, being the smaller party, we meet it halfway. And we are lucky to have access to these frequencies so instantly in today's age. To synchronize with the vibe of Earth, once upon a time, required carefully calculated drumming and chanting, which essentially did the same thing. Whereas now, I can find 7.8 hertz on a tone generator and play it for you right now. Bird of Cygnus being the oldest glyph and constellation. Well,
here? Why, sounds like a bird.
Yep. I'm blaming the white bread. Fringe ideas like telepathy, something we have indeed done with staggeringly positive yet not so repeatable results. We use what are called Faraday cages. Without the word soup here, basically the reason water retains such a high amount of memory and information is because of ELF radiating fields within it. Whoa. And here we all are, made up of the same water that does this. This might be what the geometry of the pyramids and ancient religious texts in their own unique way have been trying to tell us all along. And in a segment that I like to call Scientists with Huge Balls, we have the Hungarian expert on space biology.